Hey, patrons, guess what? We are having not one, but two hangouts this month.
Two hangouts, Anthony? Why is that?
Because we fucked up last month! So we're going to do two hangouts with our patrons. These are live video chat sessions with me and Jeff. You can join us. We will send the link to all of our patrons that support us at the $5 a month level and above. These will be on December 22nd and 29th at 5 p.m. Pacific time. If you want to join us, there are details on patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
That's it. That's the whole thing. And then you're into the show.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
You know, speaking of 2016, we have a...
Never speak of 2016 again.
We shouldn't, but we have a few more days left. Everything in Back to the Future 2 is coming true. We got them hoverboards. We've talked about at length. They're happening. It's happening.
Yeah, they're real. They're exactly what we expected.
We got the self-lacing shoes. They put out the self-lacing shoes.
Yeah.
We got Biff Tannen as our president.
Okay, so the self-lacing shoes are what we call a time loop, Jeff. It's because of Back to the Future 2 that we have the shoes and the
QED.
Shoes.
Done.
Yeah. Okay.
We got Biff Tannen as our president, Anthony.
Yeah, we do.
We got everything in that movie is true. We don't have the flying cars yet. The big one that they show that is a cornerstone of the movie.
3D Jaws. 3D Jaws hologram.
We had 3D Jaws. It was like
no,
Jaws.
But a Jaws hologram.
Put on your Vive. I'll show you a Jaws
hologram. Ronald Reagan on a TV selling me Pepsis.
That you can find that on YouTube right now.
A jacket that dries itself.
That is called Wick-Free. Special fibers. We got those.
We definitely have that
self-wicking.
We definitely have that hologram fabric that was on his hat. I know because I own several pieces of clothing made out of it. What was the biggest one though, Jeff?
The missing one is it's Mr. Fusion.
Tiny pizzas. No. Oh, okay, Mr. Fusion.
Mr. Fusion. You know, they obviously predict cold fusion is going to happen in the future. It'll be easy. It'll be he just throws the garbage in the back of the car. Cold fusion fuels your car.
Yeah.
We've been working on that cold fusion for a long time.
And it's finally in a car that's released this year, but it's one of those weird little bubble looking Fiats. The question is, will you drive a weird bubble looking Fiat to save the earth?
Oh, hell yeah.
If you knew that you had to be seen in a weird bubble looking Fiat, and not one of the ones, not one of the cool color ones either, one of the ones that looks real weird, one of the ones that makes the Fiat look like a, like some sort of giant pacifier for a child, like the yellow
you're
or
like
the orange.
Writing in a pacifier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like you're writing
a
in a dumb wubba-dub, and you have to look stupid, but you know that it's powered by clean energy. Do
called,
you do it?
Isn't that called a Prius?
No, man, that's a... Do we have to get into how hybrid cars are kind of scammy?
No. Okay. We're not even talking. You made up all of that.
Yeah.
The truth is...
It's in the Fiat is the truth.
We're figuring
buy
out...
Buy a Fiat.
Fusion, and not for cars. We're figuring out fusion. And it's not, the answer, it turns out, isn't cold fusion. So, let's back up and explain.
Cold fusion, of course, invented by Keanu Reeves back in 1999.
Yeah.
Chill Factor. No,
chill
that
factor,
was a different one. That was the one with-
Chill Factor is Cuba Gooding Jr.
And Skeet Ulrich, and they're in an ice cream truck.
Yeah, with the fusion in the back.
What is the one where Keanu Reeves is playing a synth, like a MIDI keyboard, and he rides off on a
motorcycle- Johnny Mnemonic?
And he rides off on a motorcycle because he invented cold fusion.
Oh, that is- That is a movie.
That is a movie.
I can't remember.
God damn, I love the 90s. Go on.
So if you if you haven't been thinking about cold fusion in a while, let's explain to what cold fusion does. So basically the idea of fusion is you're fusing nuclei together lighter atoms and heavier atoms. You're fusing them together to create energy. And the cool thing is we would want to do this, and we can do this, with hydrogen, which you can get from water, which means anything, the sea is our energy. We just pluck some hydrogen out of the water.
Yeah.
We fuse it together. It creates massive amounts of energy, and its waste product, its byproduct, is just more hydrogen. It is completely clean.
Yeah.
This would be a completely pure energy source.
This is opposed to what we use now, nuclear fission, which is where we take some uranium and we turn it into sludge that destroys everything.
Right. One is a lot cleaner than the other.
Yeah.
So here's the problem.
But we can't do this because if we try to do this, The byproduct is like an incredibly large amount of plasma energy that we can't contain.
Yeah, that's the problem, is that when we fuse these atoms together, we do it at such high temperature that they create a hydrogen plasma that is literally too hot to contain.
It is too hot to handle.
And it's too
cold to hold.
Well, it's not cold at all, actually, but it is too hot to handle. And we called the Ghostbusters, and they were in control.
Yeah.
They were throwing a party for a bunch of children, and all the while, the slime was under the building.
Under the building.
Sorry, I got carried away there. No, we literally can't contain
Something
it.
You guys should know about Jeff Cannata is that if you... He can't ignore a Ghostbusters reference.
I also, if you say the first line of a 90s rap song,
yeah.
I can't not continue.
If
it.
You
it's
ever,
a,
yeah.
It's a weird condition.
Two ticks, and if you can put them together, you can stop him entirely for days sometimes.
It's the worst.
So we can't get rid of this plasma. We got plasma everywhere.
Well, it's not, we can't make the plasma because we can't contain it in
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we make it, and then we got plasma, and it's like, oh shit, what do we do with this plasma?
It's so hot, there's literally no container that could hold it.
Nothing.
Guess what? We just found out a way to do it. Scientists, our top men were on this one. We got a story sent to us by Jason Northcutt, who tells us about these German scientists who have figured out what they're calling star in a jar. Because they're fusing together stuff, putting it in a jar. Star in a jar.
Good That's, name.
Right?
Good, you know,
marketing.
I got to tell you.
Branding.
Sometimes we read these stories, and these guys haven't thought it all the way through.
Right.
They're just like, we call it C91247-B, and you're just like, no, dude.
Well, they actually call it WZX. WZ-X.
Yeah, but they call it
star in a jar.
No.
Is really what the two guys in the Bentley would call it with their gold chains and they drive
What up? We just created star in a jar.
Star in a jar.
Listen up. Listen up, what's the problem with stars?
They can't be put in jars.
Until now.
That's right, this is the best idea we had since Man in a Can.
Man in a Can did not go so well. Men cannot breathe in cans.
It turns out when you seal a man in a can, he will suffocate.
Remember, we have won 3 Nobel Prizes.
Man.
This is just the man in the can thing. If I could take it down for a moment, the man in the can thing was really just we had gotten a little high on. We were feeling ourselves a little too much.
Let's be honest, we did not
think it all the way through. But you know what? That is part of science, is not thinking something all the way through.
And that's why we came out with star in a jar.
Star in a jar can't possibly cause any harm.
Please don't touch the jar. It's very hot.
What is it? Tupperware?
Yeah. No, it's basically what they're doing. Is they have magnetic fields generated by these superconducting coils that are cooled down to absolute zero, and they can hold the plasma energy in space, in air, in the...
Cooled down to absolute zero is actually my favorite magnetic field song.
That is a slow jam.
It's on 69 Love Songs. You look that one up.
So anyway...
Star in a jar.
Plasma is 800 million degrees Celsius.
Mm-hmm.
That we create. That's fairly hot.
That's pretty
hot,
guys.
But we can hold it in the air between these magnetic fields and contain it without having to put it in something that it would burn through.
Until what?
Until we need it.
What do you mean until we need it?
Until we need it for its energy.
Jeff.
Yes.
Jeff, yes. No.
No.
Jeff,
but it
what you're
so
describing
good.
To me, and you can tell me if I'm getting the incorrect mental picture of this. What you're describing to me is like the reactor core you have to shoot at the end of every video game. You're talking about a floating ball of plasma contained in a field.
Yes.
By what and for how long? What happens? What happens, Jeff?
Well, when you infiltrate...
If something goes wrong.
When you infiltrate the scientist's lair and you finally get the key into the reactor room and you open the door and you walk in and you see the glowing ball of energy that's held between the magnetic fields, you generally use your pistol to shoot that, your space pistol, and then that sets off a chain reaction, destroying the evil scientist's lair, which triggers the cutscene where you have to escape at the last second.
Uh-huh.
So I'm with you there.
Right.
But in this case, I'm thinking maybe that these guys are benevolent?
How long does it take for plasma to cool? Does plasma ever cool?
What does it take?
What are you talking about? It never cools.
Well,
everything cools.
That's why we get the energy from it, right? Is that we use the heat.
Mm-hmm.
We use the heat of the plasma.
No, I keep... Jeff?
Yeah.
This doesn't sound safe.
Well, it never touches the walls of the containment chamber. It's being held in space by magnets. Nothing can go wrong.
Where
Anthony.
Is this chamber?
It's in the final boss room.
No, but where is the chamber, Jeff?
It's in Germany. What's the problem?
Is this theoretical, or is this? Are they about to do this?
This is at the Max Planck Institute for Plasma Physics in Germany.
Well, I trust the Max Planck Institute. They do a lot of really awesome stuff.
Yeah.
The Max Planck Institute, I think, is probably the closest thing we have to that town Eureka from the show Eureka.
Yeah. Well, they just inventing everything.
Yeah,
it's just the
like,
coolest place.
Wow, Max Planck Institute. You're really doing some crazy stuff with subatomic particles.
Actually, to be fair, the end of this article talks about how the lead scientist is saying that the only way that this was possible is by scientists from all over the world coming together and all nations having no scientific borders and just all contributing to this. And he thinks that it could actually solve the power problems of the planet because
we'll just all work together.
Limitless quantities of seawater.
Yeah, we'll just all come together and we'll get rid of all the business interests and political interests that are in our way. And we'll just...
It's because science can save us all.
Yeah. We'll just do that.
I don't see any problem with this, Anthony. You sound very cynical about it, but... all these scientists are working together to create a limitless energy source out of seawater that creates only helium gas as its byproduct. We can eliminate every harmful fossil fuel use on the planet. We can solve all our energy woes. All we got to do is have the magnetic fields hold that ball of energy in the air and never let it drop. What's the problem? Don't shoot it with your space pistol. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, no, this is gonna work. We're gonna do it together as an Earth family, and then when we do it, nothing will go wrong, and it'll just be in the magnet, and the magnet will be fine, and nothing will upset the magnet,
right?
And it'll just hold the terrible plasma, which we have all agreed upon in place, and forever.
See, when you say it, I start to doubt it. When I say it, it sounds really, really good.
Yeah.
But when you say it, and you're using the same exact words that I use.
I'm using the same exact words that you are using.
Yeah, and when you say it for some reason, I'm starting to doubt it.
No, I am real up on this idea.
Yeah, see, you sound enthusiastic?
Yeah, I do.
And I don't know what it is exactly that you're doing that makes me doubt it?
No, I'm not doing anything. I'm real into it. Jeff?
It's Back to the Future 2, Anthony.
What now? But Back to the Future 2, the Mr. Fusion is a cold fusion process.
Yeah, but that was hard. We couldn't figure that out. So we came up with this thing with the magnets.
You know, I'm a big fan of I'm a big fan of great is the enemy of good. Mm-hmm. I'm a big proponent
exactly.
of that.
Exactly. That's exactly what's happening.
You know
here.
What I mean? I'm like, listen, man, if you can't do it 100% perfect, you just get it 90%, you get it out the door.
That's right.
I believe in that.
Yeah.
Except,
that plasma in those fields, baby.
Except when it comes to a gigantic ball of plasma being held in place by a magnetic field. In order, like, I feel
I think
like
you have a bias from video games.
Let's just get
video
that extra 10%. Let's get to Keanu Reeves on his MIDI keyboard.
Uh-huh.
And his cool motorcycle. Let's just take the extra time. Now that we've figured out that we can do this.
Yeah.
I mean, although I will tell you this. There are certain things in my life where I look at them and I think, go us, go science. This is exactly the way I expected science to look.
Yeah.
This is how I wanted the future to look visually. This fits aesthetically with my ideas.
Yeah.
One of them is the Large Hadron Collider.
Okay.
I look at the Large Hadron Collider and I'm like, fuck yeah, we're doing the future in here. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yes.
It's science. It's like a tunnel of science so big you drive around it in golf carts.
Right.
Like that is...
It's badass.
Shit, we are doing some future.
Yeah.
This plasma core, it's a plasma core, Jeff.
Yeah.
And like I'm picturing a plasma core. I'm picturing, you know, the center of a gigantic starship and we're on a tiny platform.
It's undulating.
And we're looking at it undulating underneath us. We're real small and this plasma core is so huge.
So huge.
So huge.
So much power.
Good. Yeah, the ultimate power in the universe.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Jeff. I love the way this looks in my head. And just based on the way this looks in my head, I'm inclined to say yes. I'm inclined to give it my stamp of approval, just so it exists in the world.
There you go. That's all we needed. That's all I asked of you.
Now, do remember that I have a blatant disregard for human life.
Well, that's
much more so than you.
That's called science. Dr. Connor, I'm confused as to where the
I'm not shocked.
The plasma core is not here, and there's a giant hole in the ground.
Uh-huh.
Can you explain?
Well, if I were to take one guess, I would say that the electromagnetic field has failed. The plasma core is now burning its way through the Earth, making the entire planet unstable, where it will superheat our planet's own core, causing us, I don't know, I'd say explode. Explode. It would probably,
Dr. Connor, when I left here last night,
I'd say the amount of radiation that we're putting in the... I mean, I would have to do calculations.
No, you don't need to do calculations. I got the gist.
I'm going to turn around and I'm going to just, you know, give Dr. me 15 Connor, minutes and a whiteboard. And I feel
when
like
I left
I can,
here last night, yeah. the electromagnetic fields were all functional and had six redundancies all in place.
Yeah.
I don't understand what could have happened between leaving here last night when you are here by yourself bunking out, because that's something you like to do.
I'm eccentric and I don't work regular hours and I do my own thing.
I know.
I'm kind of like, you know, The Martian?
Yeah.
You know, The Martian, where he's like, where he sleeps in there?
Yeah, I know, I get it.
It's like,
he had to do that.
He had to, me too. Like, he had, like, it was the wacky guy who slept in
there. You can leave.
No, I'm wacky as fuck, dude.
Anyway, the six redundancies were in place on the magnetic field. Everything seemed fine. We were getting energy. The planet was uniting in a spirit of harmony and goodwill. And we had planned that whole world hand-holding event.
Right.
You were the only person who sort of doubted things could go right.
Yes.
And and when I left you last night, we foolishly left you in charge of everything.
I don't know. Like, that seems like editorializing, adding the foolish in there.
Okay, well, anyway.
That's opinion and not fact.
Could you explain how six redundancies could all fail and we could drop 8 million degrees Celsius plasma through the core of the Earth.
Yeah. Are you done?
Just curious.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If you're done, let me just go to this whiteboard.
Okay.
Which you did not want to let me go to a second ago.
No, I
want you to know that I remember that.
Okay.
Here's what's up. Two things happened. Number one, something I call entropy. You know, over time, things just fall apart. You've heard of that, right?
Yeah,
you're
of course,
a science
but,
guy too. Yeah,
six
we're all
redundancies
science guys.
All at the same time. It just seems very
well. Then there is the second thing that happened, which was
the other side of the whiteboard. Look at that.
It was a guy in a jumpsuit.
Oh, that looks a lot like you.
His guy in a jumpsuit came in with a pew pew gun.
Oh,
we had like six guards,
one on
each redundancy, and he just came in and pew pewed the six
you're
guards.
Telling me one man. One man with one laser pistol.
Well, and let me tell you something about this jumpsuit.
Yeah.
It's fucking dope.
Did he level it up?
I don't know. It looked pretty intense. I don't know what a basic level jumpsuit looks like. I'm a white collar worker. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you.
I've never worked a day in my life. Look at these hands.
Oh, boy.
They're beautiful.
But
look at my cuticles.
The only way
I learned
in and
what
out
cuticles
this
are the other day, and now I'm fascinated by mine.
Yeah. You're an odd fella.
Anyway.
The only way in and out of this room is that giant door there that's guarded by a key.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the air ducts that are human size. We like 16 air
ducts. So, once again, I'm just going to go to the whiteboard.
Yeah.
Here's a guy in a jumpsuit.
Yeah. So
here's the size of a guy in a jumpsuit. It really is. I'm getting better at drawing it every time.
You are very good at it.
Because I'm remembering more details.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm figuring out how to put those details onto the whiteboard.
Why is his health on a wrist strap? That seems an odd place to...
I don't know. He's got a fucking Fitbit. Everybody's got a Fitbit.
Fair enough. Okay.
Listen. Here's a guy.
Yeah.
And he wants to pew-pew the core.
Yeah.
And here's a vent.
Uh-huh.
And here's how high they are up from the ground. And guy just goes into vent. Let me tell you something about me.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a little something about me.
Is it about your cuticles?
That you may
again?
Not know. I mean, no, but thank you for noticing.
Okay.
When a guy has got a pew-pew gun.
Yeah.
I'm not the guy that goes after that guy.
Well, clearly not.
You know what I'm saying? Are you
not
the guy? If a guy's got a pew pew gun?
Well, no.
No, you're not.
I got people for that.
That's what we got six guards for, right?
Yeah. Speaking of which, those guys never reported in this morning.
Yeah, no, of course not, because they were shot with the guy with the pew-pew gun.
Oh, see, I'm just putting that together now.
Yeah, right? See, yeah. This is, I told you, if you just let me have the whiteboard, we'll get through it, and we'll all come to the same conclusion, which is anyway, according to the calculations I've been doing in my head this whole time, we have about 5 minutes before the entire Earth explodes. I don't know what this guy's idea or mission was, but I will tell you this.
Uh-huh.
Looking over everything we've done, and you can just tell me if I've come to the wrong conclusion. It's always great to have a second pair of eyes on your work.
Uh-huh.
I think somehow we were the bad guys, but I can't figure out how.
Hmm. I don't feel like a bad guy.
I don't feel like a bad guy. I feel like uniting the entire world under one culture through our ultimate power made a lot of sense.
Yeah, we were going to have that whole hand-holding event worldwide.
We were going to have a hand-holding event, a mandatory hand-holding event for
mandatory.
Everyone. I don't know.
With those,
we were celebrating with a margarita party last night. I feel like we did a good thing.
Do you feel like spending our last 5 minutes on this planet having this discussion is the best use of our time?
No, but I've run calculations and everything worth doing is at least 6 minutes away.
Ah. That's kind of how that would go down, I think.
I don't know, man. I feel like there's a lot of danger. I mean, is it more or less dangerous than the nuclear power we have now? I don't know what would happen.
It's cleaner.
I mean, it's cleaner in the fact that there's not byproduct or waste, right? But in terms of danger, like, I don't know enough about a giant undulating ball of plasma to know what would happen.
Maybe you should learn.
Maybe I should learn more about plasma. But I'll tell you this,
Jeff. This is an exciting thing. I think this is welcome to the fusion future.
Sure. And assuming like 800, 8 million degrees Celsius does stay safely contained. Sure.
Yeah.
I want to know what happens if the plasma gets loose. How much plasma are we talking about? Does this ball fit in my hand? I'm picturing room scale plasma.
Yeah, it does seem like it would be large.
I don't know, though. And I don't know what happens if the magnets fail. And I don't know, like, this is cool theoretically, but I'm scared, Jeff. I'm a scared man.
Doesn't seem like you.
That's because, you know, certain things seem just dangerous for no reason.
All right.
I want clean power.
Here's my take on this. I'm willing to have a short-term terror to sort of alleviate long-term destroy our planet.
I'm willing to have plasma explained to me over Twitter.
Yeah,
I'm willing to do that. If you can tell me, if you guys can explain or email us on Twitter, I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those jumpsuit. And our email is wehaveconcernedshow@gmail.com. And if you understand more about this than we do, and chances are you absolutely do.
Yeah, it's pretty hard not to.
Send this to us and let us know, because I'm an unlimited ball of worry.
Yeah.
Over this unlimited ball of energy.
You're 8 million degrees fear.
We could power the entire Earth off of my nervous energy if they ever flip the switch on this thing, which I feel like usually comes from a place of ignorance. So, like, if you know, please let me know, and then we'll all know together. But it feels like death.